12 minutes now past 2 in the a.m. at WABC. Yes, it's 12 past 2. How you doing right now, huh? Good shape tonight, huh? Oh, great. This is Charlie Greer with you until 6 o'clock in the morning on 77 Radio, WABC. 73 degrees and raining now in New York Town at 77 Radio. So just get out there and lift your head up high and let that rain love it a fudge. Wash your face for you.
New York, New York.
Julie Harris, your official 1969 Summer Festival hostess, inviting all you WABC listeners to make the city scene this summer. Get your free vacation planning kit from the New York Visitors Bureau. New York is a summer festival.
WABC, Music of New York.
Denison Events Clothier, Route 22, Union, New Jersey, wants you to know there's a wise old owl sitting up in a tree who says, "There's no wiser bird than me. There's nothing I can see during the day that would interest me. I buy at night, I buy right, but you better never ever buy an immense store that closes at 5 or 4. You'll never make it, because when you get there, he's not there. You'll try the door, you'll read the sign, we close at 4, so you take the next day off and lose $75 in pay. Get back to the store that closes at 4. You tried the door. It's locked by like before. And now you see a sign. Lunchtime, 12 to 1. You look at the time. It's 12:30. Then you look again. 15 minutes to go. And you blow your top. You tried the door. And then the rain came and did it pour. Now you're wet and sore. Then he came and the rain stopped and you're in the store. So you bought a $75 suit and the $75 you lost in pay adds up to $150. And what did you get? Well, you got all wet and the suit you wore you can't wear anymore. Now, Denison says, for that kind of dough, I'll sell you 3. So let's go. If a man wears it, we have it. Just fill our till, that's nil. It's Denison Clothes, Route 22, Union, New Jersey. Open 10 a.m. until 5 the next morning. Recognize charge plans accepted and open right
W-A-B-C.
Now.
WABC. Power. Play one. Play one. Play one. Play one.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year
35.
That's Sager and Evans in the year 2525, the number one record at WABC from the Music Power Survey. It's 18 past 2 chime time here on the Charlie Greer Show.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't that
man. WABC.
Oh, that's a girl named... A boy named Sue. Oh, yeah, that's the whole problem. It's a boy named Sue. All right, Johnny Cash. Okie dokie. It's 22 past 2 on the Charlie Greer Show at WABC.
Well, I feel with the impact at 30 or less, chances of me being hurt would be very slim.
I don't know. I don't think of them.
Heard the latest excuse for not wearing safety belts? It's a killer. What's your excuse?
77 WABC, more music power.
Denison Immense Clothier, Route 22, Union, New Jersey, who's open from 10 a.m. until 5 the next morning, says, if you're a guy who wants to know what proof I have that I sell the best for less than any other store, here's the proof. A shoplifter came to my store not to buy, but to shoplift what he saw on the floor. And with hands quicker than the eye, he knew what to pick and got a kick when he saw the low price tick. Then he got off the shoplift trick and bought what he picked and took it to a chick who wrapped what he picked. He paid his dough and was about to go when he saw me and said, "Could it be that you received a master shoplifter's degree in the class of 53, and what you have in your store is what you shoplifted from the best in other stores? Folks, I'll sell you two famous brand suits for the price of one, and without a miracle, too. Now, we can sell the best for a lot less than a store that we're closed at 4. We're open 19 hours a day from 10 a.m. until 5 the next morning at Denison Close, Route 22, Union, New Jersey. Recognized charge plans accepted. And open right now. Like to send along wishes for a long life of happiness to Cheryl and Nelson getting married today. This is from Nelson's mother-in-law. Okay, starting off good there, mother-in-law. The love theme from Romeo and Juliet by Henry Mancini. All night long, Charlie Greer with you, brought to you by Dennis and the Men's Clothier, Route 22, Union, New Jersey.
Charlie Greer, our music.
WABC, AM and FM, New York.
Palisades has the rides, Palisades has the fun. Come on over, shows and dancing are free, so's the parking, so gee. Come on over, Palisades from coast to coast, where a dime buys the most. Palisades Amusement Park swings all day and after dark. Ride the coaster, get cool in the waves, in the pool you'll have fun. So come on over.
At Palisades, there's valuable merchandise given away free each day to the first 1,000 persons who purchase a $2 thrift book. Such items as name brand household cleaners, fruit drinks, cereal, cola, shampoo, meat spread, instant coffee, six packs of chewing gum, groovy posters, cookies, lipsticks, pens, and in the kiddie park, candy. So come on over. There's always swimming in the world's largest outdoor saltwater pool at Palisades Amusement Park. News 5 minutes sooner from WABC New York. This is Jim Branch. Gangs of black and Puerto Rican youths roamed the streets of Passaic last night, hurling rocks at police cars, smashing windows, looting, and throwing some firebombs. It was the second night of disorder in the northern New Jersey community of 58,000. City officials met in an emergency session to find a new home for a Puerto Rican family of 12 whose eviction touched off 6 hours of trouble, beginning last night and ending before dawn. But gangs gathered again last night. One Molotov cocktail was thrown at a patrol car, and one firebomb hit a furniture store. 30 persons were arrested. Earlier in the night, the mayor announced a curfew would be imposed beginning tonight at 10:30 p.m. Police Captain Sayella said gangs of 15 to 17 youths were roaming throughout the whole town, but the disorder appeared to be concentrated in two areas, Market Street and the Dundee section. 4 blocks near Market Street were cordoned off. Theodore Sorensen, former aide to President John F. Kennedy, will definitely run for the Senate in 1970. So says former Kennedy associate William J. Vandehovel. Vandehovel, in a telephone interview, said Sorensen has brought his brother Thomas to New York to head his campaign drive. The campaign will reportedly go into high gear when Sorensen returns from a trip to Israel. Other Democratic Party sources who did not wish to be named confirmed the Vandehovel statement. An electrical power emergency in New York City ended late yesterday after Consolidated Edison Company put back into service 2 of 3 huge generating units which had broken down. A Con Ed spokesman said the company will be able to provide sufficient power for city customers unless further trouble develops. He said, however, that the 1 million kilowatt Ravenswood Unit Number 3 in Long Island City, Queens, will remain out of service for 2 or 3 weeks while repairs are made to damaged coils. The unit is one of the largest in the world. Meanwhile, the units at the plant in Astoria, about 2 miles to the north, went back to the line during the afternoon. The spokesman said no customer had electricity cut off during the emergency, but he said the breakdowns constituted the gravest electric failure since the great 1965 blackout. He said major users of power cooperated with the company's appeal to limit electricity use by turning off some of their lights and putting some of their elevators out of service. The nation's first Negro Congresswoman, Representative Shirley Chisholm of New York, says she is elated over President Nixon's trip abroad. but she said she would prefer that he tour problem areas in the United States. Speaking at an orientation session for teachers and social workers in a Head Start preschool program in Newark, Mrs. Chisholm said the major cities in America are in need of help. She said any government official who travels around the world, or anybody who goes to the moon, should be able to find solutions to some of the problems that confront us day by day at home. Nearly 100 disgruntled welfare recipients who staged sit-ins at two Bronx welfare offices yesterday were arrested and charged with criminal trespass after being asked to leave. Police said 60 persons were taken to the Alexander Avenue precinct from the Bergen Welfare Center at 424 East 147th Street in the Bronx, and around 30 or 40 more who'd staged a sit-in at the Melrose Center, 260 East 161st Street in the Bronx, were taken to the 160th Street precinct and charged. The arrests were ordered by welfare department officials after the demonstrators were asked to leave when the buildings closed at 5 p.m. Police said some left, but many remained and were arrested. Police said the arrests were calm and peaceful. There were no problems whatever. The welfare recipients were demanding increased payments to provide for school clothes and emergency needs. The demonstrators were members of the citywide coordinating committee of welfare groups, which plans to stage similar demonstrations at other city centers this month. The Mets slipped 7 games behind Chicago in Crosley Field tonight, getting only 2 hits as they lost to the Reds 1-0. The Yankees were not scheduled. Here's the WABC weather report. Cloudy with occasional showers overnight, low 70 to 75. Chance of showers again Tuesday and Tuesday night with a high near 80 and a low in the 70s. Right now, 75 degrees in New York under rainy skies. News at 55 and 25. This is Jim Branch.
The most music on
77 WABC.
WABC, AM and FM, New York.
Music, Tommy Greer.
Power. Hello, my friend, all night long. Charlie Greer with you, brought to you by Dennis and the Men's Clothier, Route 22, Union, New Jersey. And let me make a dedication to my friends. Jack and Laura on their way home now. A little driving music for
Charlie
you.
Charlie Greer.
That's right, he's here. Baby, I love you.
Have I?
Oh, baby, I love you. Oh, isn't that tasty, huh? Andy Kim here at WABC Music Power Radio New York. It's 27 until 3 chime time on the Charlie Greer Show. Rainy night, 73 WABC degrees. I'd wait a million years just for you. These are the grassroots now. At WABC, 24 until 3 is the time. In New York town, you dial 77. You always get music, day and night. Nothing down, 24 hours a day to play at WABC. Do you like to play?
Once upon a time, people swore oaths in blood, fought blood feuds, and had bloodshot eyes. Things aren't much different today. except that doctors can save lives with blood. That's why the Greater New York Blood Center wants blood, your blood. Call the center at UN1-7200. That number again, UN1-7200.
The 24-hour excitement, WABC.
Dennis and Immense Clothier, Route 22, Union, New Jersey, open 10 a.m. until 5 the next morning, says there's good guys, bad guys, and wise guys, too. There's guys called birds, and they're good and bad, too. Now, some are short and think they're tall. Some are tall, and they don't think at all. And there's one bird who's never loved, but is hated by all. And when you hear its call, I did this, I did that, I was right, I'm the guy. Say, Stasse seat. Well, that's the call of the know-it-all bird, and it flies here, there, and everywhere, and wherever it flies, in Russia, China, Italy, France, or the USA, it gets in your hair, makes a nest, and lays the eggs of hate there. So let's stop and meditate, and let this be clear, that love and hate through fate are mates and cannot separate. Love can't live without hate, and hate can't live without love, and it's our fate that mates love and hate. So let's give all of our hate to the know-it-all bird who can only live with the hate we generate. And then get back that loving, that hugging and kissing that the world has been a-missing. Come on, let's go. Now, if you're a college Joe, Denison's is the place to go. The six-button double-breasted Edwardian suit. Bell-bottom slacks, sport coats as low as $24.90, slacks as low as $4.90. Full-fashion Italian knit shirts, $2.90. Famous brands, Monte Cristo, Timely, Fashion Park. Money talks, nobody walks at Denison Clothes, Route 22, Union, New Jersey. Open 10 a.m. until 5 the next morning. Recognized charge plans accepted. Open now. This is the Joe Jeffrey Group, number 11 sound, at Music Power Radio WABC. My pledge of love.